Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're joined by members of the Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus, which will be presenting its 53rd annual show this weekend in Duncan and Lawton. Neil West is an attorney that has been with the group since 2004, and Tyler Bishop is a Cameron University student who has been with the group since 2013. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To start, give me the basics for our listeners who may not be familiar with the group. What is the Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus?
Sure. Southwest Pride is an all-men's barbershop chorus. We have been around for a number of years. We're currently on our 53rd annual show. I'm not exactly sure that the date we began existence, but we're one of the older choruses in the state of Oklahoma, in fact, through the society at all.
What are the differences between a barbershop chorus and a more traditional men's choir or other types of choirs?
Well, definitely there's big differences between a regular chorus and a barbershop chorus. In a regular chorus, you may have normal chord structures that most people would be familiar with. But in a barbershop chorus, what you have is you have all guys singing. So in that case, you have a lot closer harmonies because a vocal range for a guy is much more limited than a girl's is. For example, I'm a tenor and so is Neil here. And we sing, well, much higher than a lot of guys, but that actually ends up being, for some barbershop arrangements, that actually ends up being the alto part. So whenever the arranger goes in and does parts for a barbershop deal, they go in and say, well, okay, how can I make this work for guy voices? And so that ends up being one of the things that happens.
In barbershop, there's four main parts. The lead is typically the melody. The tenor is the higher part. The bass is that very, very low note. And the baritone kind of sits in between the lead and the bass. The baritone is often the hardest part to sing out of all of it. Yeah. They're really, really tight chords, as Tyler was explaining. When those four notes hit together, the chord locks. And when that chord locks, it produces what's called an overtone. And that overtone is, it's a almost like a fifth note that's not actually being sung, but it rings through. So we say often, let's bust a chord or let's ring a chord, and that's what we're doing. And so
when the chord comes across that clean, you actually hear further harmonies that expand up higher. So that's our overtone that you get.
And our goal as a chorus, even though there are four parts, it's that you should never ever be able to tell that it is four voices singing tenor. It should be one unity sound. And so we work on that to refine that skill to do that. Now, you're going to hear the strength of 22 voices for sure, but you really should only hear a tenor unity sound and a tenor mm-hmm. or a lead sound and so on. I think one of the things that makes us as good as what we do is that in our section and in all of our sections, we literally go back and forth and we try to match, is it timbre?
Yeah, you try to match how it sounds. You try to match your timbre. You try to match
right.
your pitch. You try to match your
vowel sounds. And we
exactly.
teach each other
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
So, yeah, what you really do to get the best sound possible is you have to try to match each other's vowels. Vowels is probably the most important thing that we'd have to work on, making sure that it just sounds the same between the parts.
I have to say this is really interesting for me because I have a lot of instrumental music experience and I love hearing about how music theory is applied for you guys.
I knew nothing about music before I started this course, so it's been a learning process to me.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, I've been able to apply a lot of what I've learned throughout my many years of being in choir and learning some music theory over the years to barbershop. It's really helped me work on it, yeah.
How different is your repertoire from that of a more traditional choir?
You know, not much. Okay, when I first came into the chorus in 2004, somebody said, you should join us. And I'm like, Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis is the song that came to my head. And I'm thinking of four guys singing outside a lamppost kind of thing. And while that's the old school stuff, and it's definitely there and it's still in existence, we are getting music all the time through the society for modern things. Like one of the great pieces of our show, we're doing a medley of three songs, and one of them is that 70s song, Joy to the World, All the Boys and Girls, and then we go into another song called Come and Go With Me from the 50s or 60s, and it's a doo-wop song. And then we finally ended up with a third song being So Happy Together, and that was by the Turtles in the 60s. Mm-hmm. We've sung some things by the Beatles. We're doing a song from Billy Joel for the longest time. So we're definitely doing a lot more modern stuff. But on the other hand, we know that our bread and butter is truly Americana kind of songs.
Well, let's talk about this year's program. As mentioned, it is the 53rd annual program, and I have to ask, how did you decide on Hee-Haw as the theme?
Joel Blomgren wrote the script. He had actually written it once before. We actually have a bank of scripts that are all written by guys of the chorus. We have the opportunity to go into the society's bank of scripts, if you will, but we've always felt like we've had so much talent that we like to give our own an opportunity to write the scripts. So he came forward with it, and immediately it kind of rung a chord with the chorus, and we felt it would reach out to the audience. When we were discussing, well, how are you going to create this music for your show, the answer was pretty simple. We have a number of songs that we work on throughout the year, and sometimes we perform them and sometimes we don't get a chance to perform them. And so what Joel thought was he was going to pick the best of the best that we had. And some are new to us, relatively speaking, and some are just old classic gems. And so this show has a really, really good variety. And I think that Joel hit it out of the ballpark with the jokes. We're really, really having a good time as we get ready for this.
This is the big performance for the year, but it's not the only one that the chorus does. Where else do you perform?
Well, one of the things we do is, we've done this a few times, we go out to the VA Center, and we give performances for all the people there. We also do Arts for All. What else? What else
do? We did a flash mob 2 years ago for Christmas and for the 4th of July at the mall, and, you know, kind of promote our show. And that was a first for us, actually.
Yeah, that was fun.
Last Memorial Day, we were invited to be a featured act for the Southwest Oklahoma Opry. They have invited us back, so we're hoping to get to go out there again.
All right, back to the big program. Even though the theme is Hee-Haw, this is not strictly a country music performance.
It is not.
There'll be some barbershop favorites and more modern pop mixed in as well, as you've mentioned. And guys, it sounds like you've got a program that will bring a lot of musical enjoyment and be a lot of fun.
We do.
Yep,
we do.
Absolutely.
And with that, we are out of time. Neil, Tyler, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Our guests today have been Neil West and Tyler Bishop of the Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus, which is presenting its 53rd annual show this weekend with the theme of Barbershop Goes Hee-Haw. Performances will be Friday night at the Simmons Center in Duncan and Saturday night at McMahon Memorial Auditorium in Lawton. Both performances will begin at 7:30 p.m. and seating is open. Advance tickets can be purchased at the Simmons Center and Ace Hardware for the Duncan performance and at McMahon Auditorium and Scott's House of Flowers for the Lawton performance. For more information about the show or the chorus itself, visit swpride.com or the Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.